This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives lawmakers draw government's attention to range of issues including road safety, disaster risk reduction and consumer protection. House Speaker Dol Prasad Arial rules government to address the concerns raised by MPs. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts heavy rainfall in the hilly regions of the country for the next 3 days, urges all for necessary precaution, and at least 25 people killed and more than 100 wounded in prison clashes in Sri Lanka. Now the news in detail. Members of Parliament MPs in today's meeting of the House of Representatives raised a range of public concerns including ensuring timely payments to dairy farmers. They also drew the attention of the government to issues such as road safety on the Karnali Highway, healthcare services, disaster risks and consumer protection among others. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Arial ruled that the government must address the concerns raised by MPs during the emergency and 0 hours of the House of Representatives sessions. In today's session, he emphasized that the government should provide updates on the steps taken to mitigate the loss of life and property caused by floods, landslides and inundation across the country, along with the details on disaster management and preparedness. The parliamentary party leader of the main opposition party Nepali Congress, Bhishma Raj Angdembe, has said his party will not hesitate to praise the government's positive work. Taking time from the speaker in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, he stated that he would view the government's efforts over the 100-day period positively. He viewed that in a democracy, the government's evaluation comes from the citizens' experiences and that the government's assessment should come from respect for the constitution, accountability to parliament and the credibility of public institutions. Meanwhile, chairperson of the Shram Sanskriti Party, Harkaraj Rai, said that the constitution could be amended by retaining its basic structure. Speaking at today's House of Representatives meeting, he urged all to be serious about the issue of constitutional amendment. Chairman Rai thanked the government for its 100-day efforts towards promoting good governance, controlling corruption and providing effective services. Light to moderate rain is currently taking place in the various hilly areas of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Meteorologist Rojan Lamichane at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that the low pressure line of the monsoon is currently located in the southern and western regions of Nepal, bringing rain to the regions. Likewise, senior meteorologist Min Kumar Arial said there is a possibility of heavy rain in one or two places in the hilly regions of the country in the next 3 days. The department has urged all to remain alert in view of the heavy rainfall. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung met with the officials of the Chapa district-based security agencies to take note of the border security situation and the areas affected by wild elephants. During the meeting, discussions were held with the security agencies on the overall security situation of the district, border management, smuggling control, drug trafficking, human trafficking and other contemporary security challenges. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam has shared that some bills would be tabled before the federal parliament within the current fiscal year. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers during the discussion on Appropriation Bill 2083 in today's meeting of the National Assembly, Minister Gautam mentioned that activities to determine the list of essential laws are underway. She feared that the government has given high priority in order to take the remaining process of transitional justice to a conclusion very soon. Information and Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Kimal Sinha has said that the government has adopted a policy to develop the Security Printing Center as a self-reliant, professional and result-oriented institution. While responding to questions raised in today's meeting of the National Assembly, Communications Minister Dr. Kimal Sinha said the government aims to reduce dependence on foreign printing by carrying out security-related printing domestically. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागी सब बैठा यही पाए नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14## डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Abadi, has expressed her commitment to making the Senior Citizen Day service centres more effective in the days to come. Responding to questions raised during the discussion on the appropriation related to her ministry in today's meeting of the National Assembly, she said that new centres will be established in partnership with 50 local levels. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 25 people have been killed, 4 of them guards, and more than 100 injured in prison riots in western Sri Lanka, according to the BBC. The 2 days of violence at Negombo prison in a coastal town north of Colombo began with clashes between 2 groups of inmates. Prisoners are alleged to have grabbed prison guns on Sunday. 2 people were killed that day, with dozens injured. Later, groups of male prisoners and women from an adjoining unit climbed onto prison rooftops demanding to be released. Fresh violence erupted on Monday when inmates tried to rush the prison gates. Security forces were deployed and multiple gunshots heard from inside the prison. The violence was reportedly triggered by a clash over an inmate informing on a drug trafficking operation inside. The Ukrainian Air Force says a serious shortage of interceptor missiles means none of the 23 ballistic missiles fired by Russia at Kyiv on Sunday night were shot down. The BBC cited officials as saying at least 12 people were killed in the second large-scale Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital in a week. 6 people were killed in the wider Kyiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has appealed to allies to take strong decisions at this week's NATO summit to provide Kyiv with air defenses. After the strikes, he said the Ukrainian military had been successful in intercepting cruise missiles and drones, but not ballistic missiles. Sunday's massive Russian attack consisted of 68 missiles and 351 strike drones, he said in a post on X. The Air Force shot down or suppressed 37 missiles and 326 drones. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region, at some places in the hilly and Terai regions of Koshi, Gandaki, Lumini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, at a few places in the hilly region of Karnali province and at a few places in the hilly and Terai regions of Bagmati province as well as Madhes province. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in the hilly and Terai regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Wind storms are also likely at a few places in Madhes province and the Terai region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives lawmakers draw government's attention to a range of issues including road safety, disaster risk reduction and consumer protection. House Speaker Dol Prasad Arya rules government to address the concerns raised by MPs. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts heavy rainfall in the hilly regions of the country for the next 3 days, urges all for necessary precaution, and at least 25 people killed and more than 100 wounded in prison clashes in Sri Lanka. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.